It's next time. Spotify for podcasters is updating, so you have to like use it on the web browser, and they're like combining or collaborating with this other people, like other podcasting software called Riverside, and you have to like record and edit everything on that, so that's gonna be weird. Yeah, but anyway, episode for today, Pinterest memes. That actually genuinely made me cry laughing. Like, I'm not joking about that. These are great. Here's the first one. A bot A bot wrote this obituary, and I'm losing my mind. Brenda Tent retired from living at the age of old, surrounded by family and natural causes. A librarian from birth, Brenda was an avid collector of dust. She had a sweetheart and married her high school. She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths. She had no horses, but thought she did. The church gave her a choir because she sang like a bird and looked like a bird, and Brenda was a bird. She owed us so many poems. The funeral will be held in 1977 at Heaven. In lieu of flowers, send Brenda more life. It is impossible to pick a favorite line from this because the entire thing is gold. Early AI was great. Just ChatGPT should be changed to just that. Here are some jokes written by kids. Question: if you go to the ham contest, what will the man say? Answer: you won last year, you are not allowed. Question: guess how many snakes there are? Answer: 13. Question: what do you call a tiger with glasses on? Answer: a scientist tiger. Question: what do you call a dinosaur with no eyes? Answer: shut up. My sister used to have this one joke when she was little, that she'd always just say. It was like, why did the saucepan go in the gutter? Like, the gutter as in drain, you know? Yeah, I forget the answer or if there was one, but she'd always just lose it laughing every time she said it when she was like 5. It was awesome. Wait, okay, this is I think a bird just smacked into the wall. Yeah, it did. It's looking at me now. A bird just smacked into my neighbor's wall. Anyway, this is just like a Doom SMP1 warning from that. Rambo just said if he meets fans, he's gonna take off the mask and glasses and say, "No one will believe you." It's so awesome. Oh my god. DSMP people be like LMAO, but the L has a little apostrophe between the L and the M. Y'all, OMG, I was just walking on the beach at night and I couldn't see a thing when I tripped over two girls lying in the sand together, and after apologizing profusely, this happened. Me: I'm sorry I interrupted your date. Girl 1: oh, this isn't a date, we're just friends. But thanks for not assuming though, because we're actually both gay, lol. Me turning to girl 2: what's your name? Girl 2: Heather. Me: Heather, sweetie, I'm so sorry. This dumbass is too dumb to realize she's on a date with you. Girl 1: what? What do you mean? What does he mean? Is this a date? Heather: I mean, yeah, I kind of hoped it was. T-Rex: hey, look, a shooting star. Make a wish. Raptor: I wish I was dead. T-Rex: LMAO. T-Rex. Hey, that crab looks kind of close, don't it? My boyfriend's first language is French, and he forgot the word for lid, so instead he held up the pot and asked, "Where is his hat?" French guy, showing me his yachts. This is un, this is deux, this is trois, this is quatre, this is six. See, I don't really know. I haven't done French in a long time. I'm sorry for my pronunciation. Me, where's the fifth? French guy. Sink. This is so bad it became good again. I know this is dumb, but I think that Australia exists. The ocean is largely unexplored. There could very well be a fallen empire, and we haven't found it yet. I meant Atlantis! Amazing how a colon can completely change the meaning of a sentence. For example, Jane ate her friend's sandwich. Jane ate her friend's colon. And then someone reblogged it and they were like, "This is the hardest I've ever snorted. My nose slash throat actually hurts a little now." Everybody go the hell home. I've officially found a worse name for eyes than orbs. Dark balls of sight. And then someone rebooked it and said, "Can't believe I had to read this with my own balls." If you censor and the E in censor is censored, anything in a post, you are legally, the E is also sentenced in legally, required to put all the omitted vowels, the O in vowel is censored, at the end as a footnote. The third O in footnote is censored. And then is it at the bottom of the post, it says asterisk E-E-O-O. Okay, then. E in then is censored. If your and I and E in if your is censored. You're sure about this, but the I in this is censored. Old MacDonald, and the, can you see where this is going? And the O in MacDonald is censored. Had a farm. Asterisk. E-I-E-I-O. And then the other person reblogged it with, "I'm going to shatter you like glass." Yeah, oh, crap. I'm censoring this for, like, yeah. Another censoring one. Wow. Yeah. Oh, crap. Equals lol, whoops. Oh, crap. I've made an irreversible fatal error. Oh, crap. Equals, I can't believe you've done this. Man arrested for clearing snow with flamethrower. Fox stated that he was simply fed up with battling the elements and that he did not possess the willpower necessary to move 4 billion tons of white bullcrap. Hey students, here's a pro tip. Do not write an email to your professor while you're seriously sick. Signed, a person who somehow came up with, "Dear hello, I am sick and not sure if I'll be alive to come tomorrow, and I'm sorry. Best slotinations," and then signed with their name. I mean, if someone wrote that to me, I'd probably believe they were sick. Slotinations has me cry laughing. Man, has anyone ever told you you're beautiful? Me, oh no, sir. Today is my first day out of doors, and Papa forbade mirrors in the house lest we fall victim to vanity. Ugh. I don't think I'll ever be ready to be a parent. I can't even raise a spider. How do you expect me to kill a child? And then someone replied to that with, are you sure you worded this right? And then the other person replied to their own thing and said, good God, I messed up. Hey gang, I'm ordering $14 worth of soda and nothing else from my local Domino's. I'm thirsty. And then they replied to that with, he better not have, and it just shows an image of, like, a screenshot that just says, your order is in the oven. Oh, okay, I deleted that last post because it was dark, but my point on pretzel buns still stands. And then the reply is, just going off this sentence, I literally can't imagine the context of the deleted post. Asterix, I slide down a ladder and my plague mask hits each step on the way down. And then they hid hashtag xylophone noises in the tags. Nunchucks are illegal in some states, but guns are not. So if you tie two guns together and create gunchucks, it's neither legal, neither legal or illegal. I don't really know how to pronounce this, but yeah. Schrodinger's gunchucks. Why does Schrodinger have so many things? Schrodinger's hoarding problem. Baby girl, I'm popping joints that paleontologists don't even know about. No, crap. Chiropractors. Yo mama's so old, her chiropractor is a paleontologist. Shout out to the patient I called to pick up their medication, whose voicemail message was, hello, hello. Who is this? We've a message that rang out through the whole pharmacy, killing me instantly. The one time I'm like, this is the one time I dreamed blog, and it isn't. In Washington State, killing Bigfoot is a felony, but in Texas, Bigfoot is considered an invasive species and can be hunted at will. This sounds like one of those cutesy, funny, cryptid posts, but that is actually the legal status of Bigfoot in those two states. You can look it up. Okay, Texas, what the hell is your problem? First aid training is actually very serious, and I get what this bullet point is saying about hypothermia, but this legit bloody took me out. The umbles beginning to appear. Grumbles, mumbles, fumbles, stumbles, tumbles. When I've been hangry for a few hours and there's still no food, the umbles worsening. I started up Destiny 2 yesterday and burst into tears because I forgot I had set my name to Reese's Penis Buttercups, but instead of censoring penis, Reese's Penis asterisk 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 cups. It censored the butt in butter. This game is rated M. Reese's Penis Crapper Cups. Oh my god, so I was just talking to a buddy in psychology, and then this kid came in who looked exactly like him, and gave him a book he'd forgotten at home, and I went, holy crap, you have a twin? And he was like, yeah, his name is Jason. I was like, what? I thought your name was Jason. Long story short, I have one of them in my math class and another in my psychology class, and I've developed a friendship with both of them, but I thought they were the same person this entire time. Remember this post? Not Jason is refusing to tell me his name and everyone's keeping it from me, so I'm just calling him Not Jason. The mediocre Gatsby, the decent Wall of China, the okay Depression, all right Britain, the mildly interesting Barrier Reef, somewhat fulfilled expectations, Alexander the Good Enough. Which country has the most birds? Portuguese? Wait, that's a language. Portugal? Nice recovery. Don't you mean nice redovery? Turkey. How did we miss Turkey? Oh crap, there's a baby on board? Damn, I guess I won't rear-end you like I normally would. The baby on board sign is to alert paramedics in the event of a crash and there's a baby that needs to be attended to first. You absolute bloody walnut. Absolute bloody walnut. It says the F word, by the way. But I'm censoring this because I don't want to mark this episode as explicit. People who wear pants past 7 are not the kind of people I associate with. Jesus Christ, I'm getting hate over this because people are putting the word size in there when that's not what I was saying. 7 p.m. as in the time. I thought you meant past age 7 and I was really confused. Happy birthday, son. Since you're 8 now, it's time you learn about kilts. You know how when you go to a concert or show some sign or show of some sort and the person on stage is like, "How's everyone doing tonight?" And the audience cheers back. Why? You're not answering the question. You're just yelling. Imagine if we did that in daily conversation. "Hey Jeff, how are you?" And Jeff just starts screaming and clapping in your face. Oh my god, today a girl at school told me I was wearing the same outfit I wore yesterday. LMAO, I don't think you understand why this is hilarious. We have a uniform. Is there a month between April and June? Maybe. By the way, the same person replied to that joke and did the answer. You can't answer your own jokes. Why did the chicken cross the road? Why? Sorry, I can't answer my own jokes. You're gonna have to find the solution yourself. Sorry, that one's like impossible to explain out loud, but yeah. Your first instinct is to call someone who spells their name, like G-R-E-G-G, Greg with 2 G's, but it has 3. Little bit of a Greg trivia for you. I knew a Greg in high school who called himself Greg with 3 G's, and you can bet everyone was like, "Greg?" All the time. All the time. I think Greg lived the chaos and confusion. Like Greg from Night in the Woods, that video game. Gets home. Breaks knuckles. Time to crap myself to sleep again, boys. Wait, no, it's crack knuckle. It's crack knuckles. Wait, no, it's cry myself to sleep. Don't reblog this, stop it. Snail but with no shell. Oh, those is then schlurms. Oh, what? Asterix begins breakdancing gently. What's wrong, son? And the reblog is, what the hell? What does this even mean? Who thinks of this crap? Why is it so funny? I hate this site. I just took my bra off while driving because it was hurting. And tell me why I threw it out the window without even thinking, LMAO, I can't. Instead of making the best of his brains and his skills with the piano, my brother was sprinting down the path of homosexuality and living destructively. Every single reblogger has tagged this with some variation of me, except for the one person who tagged it, hashtag Elton John. It took me some... Sorry, I can't. It took me some time to realize they meant weed and not them using uwu speak. Like, you know, freedom, just wished, and wivwitee. And it just, the sweet smell of freedom. And it's because it's spelled like F-W-E-E-D-O-M. My sisters will not stop referring to them as the Brothers Jonas, even though it's as though it's 1705 or some crap. Every time I read this post, my brain reads it as the Bronus Juthers. If God isn't real, then why does the palm of man fit so perfectly against the throat of a goose? How has this person acquired this knowledge while also still being alive? The year is 9. Some mother bleep be touching cow. Wait, no. I probably shouldn't read this out on my podcast. And oh boy, he's about to invent cereal. I beg your pardon. Beg. Jesus Christ. Me, here comes Greg. He's always talking about scarecrows. Greg, hey man. Me, oh my god, shut the hell up, Greg. Coward should really mean to move in the direction of a cow. We'd be rich if you just said one goddamn word. Me, drunk, talking to my dog. Me, the Eagles won last night. Coworker, oh, did you watch the game? Me, covered in blood and scratches. What game? Oh my god. Boss, also remember that if you find a USB outside, do not bring it to the workplace. Me, writing notes. International bees only. Me, peeling a banana. May I take your jacket, lol. Co-worker also in the break room. Do you think other people can't hear you? Before electricity was invented. Me, precious hand dryer. Guy in the wall. Deep inhale. Rob, thank God you picked up. Hey, remember when you said if I needed a place to crash, I could... Hold on, to co-pilot. Stop crying, Rob will help. Me, do you ever just walk into a room and forget what you were doing? Bank teller, eyes wide. Me, scratch his head with gun. Man, I hate when this happens. Me, searching frantically through my pockets. Crap, I've lost my keys. Let me borrow yours. Prison card. No. If you put your socks on inside out, the entire universe is wearing them except you. Walk up to random people like, you're wearing my socks, and then just leave. I finally found the best post. If a guy is hitting on you and he is clearly the alpha in his group of guys, go for the third in command and undermine their whole power structure. What I love most about this is how it's not totally clear on whether by go for they mean flirt with or attack. This is my cat Missy. It's short for missile launcher. I just wanted to say, one, this is, one, excellent, and two, not uncommon. I work at a vet clinic, and some of the names are so bloody weird, but I love it. Clients will be like, we call her Stevie. It's short for Death Metal Steve, or this is Turkey, but his legal name is Scarecrow Jones. Thank you. I just found... Sorry. I just found out that my gecko's tail works on my phone's touchscreen, so I'm going to let her make a text post and let autocorrect interpret her words. this is it. Funks go, "Hey, man, kill zucchini angst. The gecko has spoken." I had the funniest dream. I was hanging out with Michael Jackson and someone asked him what his pronouns were and he said, "Hee hee," and I woke up crying. my fiance's dad is Arabic, has a really thick accent and doesn't really understand cursing. So when he gets road rage, he just puts a bunch of curse words together. My favorite so far: up, shut your ass, mother beep, like mother B words. This is wonderful. What do you call a person who has poor hearing? What? I said, what do you call a person who has poor hearing? Oh, I made stew. It was awesome. I love potatoes. Someone with the URL potato. Love you too. Wait, what was in the stew? Hang on. I've lost it. No, wait. Come back. My memes Pinterest board. Okay. Had a realization in a dream I just had that this isn't real and I can do whatever I want. So I started shrinking the face of this guy that was talking to me. And then once it got real small, I woke up sleep paralyzed. It's called a lucid dream, my man. But anyway, I was given godlike powers over the universe by realizing it's all in my head. And the first thing I did was use them to torment the nearest man. And the actual god woke me up and put me into a 5-minute timeout to lay frozen and think about what I've done. Okay, how does one turn their emotions off? And then someone replies that with, okay, so first go to settings. And then the same person who replied to that replied to their own comment and went, I'm an idiot. I thought that said emojis at first. No, I'm still willing to try this. Go ahead. I'm at settings. What do I do next? So I work at a retirement home and one of the residents heard me saying mood all the time and she asked me what it meant and now she won't stop saying it. Another resident fell over and she was just like, mood. Op, you are adding invasive elements to a fragile ecosystem. Society is going to collapse because of this. Mood.
There was a time when I was in seventh grade that me and my friend were reading a history book, and it started talking about the founders of McDonald's, Dick and Mac McDonald, and suddenly my friend slams her hand on the table and yells, "That's why Big Macs are named after Mac and not the other brother!" And I was laughing so hard that the teacher sent me into the hall to read by myself. I was talking to my cousin yesterday, and he was talking about an accidental mistake he was dealing with, and proceeded to describe it as, "I picked a whole bouquet of whoopsie daisies, and to be honest, I'm still thinking about it." Figuring out Bo Burnham is 6'5" and not like 5'11" has absolutely killed me today. The concept of some Goliath twink pacing around a stage, yelling absurdities and throwing glitter is triggering my fight or flight response. God gave me depression because if my ambitions went unchecked, I would have bested him in hand-to-hand combat by age 16. This post has the exact same vibe and raw power as this tweet. If the zoo bans me for hollering at the animals, I will face God and walk backwards into hell. Octopus, gun in each hand. Cat, you're one short, buddy. Where were you when you first learned the Irish for giant squid? The big mother, which translates back to the big mother of suck. Great news, everyone. Only the Irish are allowed to name new species, effective immediately. You've heard of be gay, do crimes. Now get ready for be trans, throw hands. Be queer, instill fear. Be bi, go for the eye. Be pan, end it with a bang. Be ace, punch face. Error 404. Your haiku could not be found. Try again later. Genius. As an English teacher, this made me weep tears of awestruck joy. I shared this on Facebook and my sister's husband made a perfect addition. A common problem. Have you tried turning it off and then on again? What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their games in an hotel lobby? What? Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. Bilingual my ass. You're either heterolingual or homolingual. You're not bilingual. You're confused. Stop being greedy. It's just a phase. You'll meet a nice language and settle down. The Bible says Adam and Eve, not Hebrew and Cantonese. I mistyped it as het lag. So now we have a term when you grow up thinking you're straight. Tell me something I don't know. The past tense of William Shakespeare would be would I was Shookspeare's. Candles are how we keep fires as pets. This is unnecessarily adorable. So today I learned that in the late 1800s, early 1900s, the Navy became concerned about their possible homosexual activity among their sailors. So they sent in decoys, whose job was to pretend to want to engage in homosexual activity in order to find gay sailors. Except then the job of the decoy got popular, like really popular, like, worryingly popular. The report said the decoys were performing their jobs with much enthusiasm and zeal. Eventually, the Navy decided to just stop. Sonic is a fictional character, and so is your dad. Oh, yeah, here's this that I showed my friends the other day. Gender-neutral forms of Yaz Queen slash King. Go off, Your Eminence. Get it to Your Majesty. Mess 'em up, Your Grace. Send it to Your Highness. And my favourite, pop off, my liege. Slay, esteemed sovereign. Snap, Your Excellency. Tell 'em, my thane.